This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 8th Jul, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across much of Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear. Jerusalem enjoys mild temperatures, perfect for a stroll. Haifa is seeing a light breeze, keeping things comfortable. Meanwhile, Eilut remains warm as always, great for those enjoying the sunny outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports from earlier this hour that Israel is preparing to renew fighting against Iran. The IDF recently coordinated with CENTCOM for potential conflict scenarios. Also, JNS notes just in that the IDF has killed a Hamas terrorist. The Nukba cell commander was eliminated in a precision strike in southern Gaza. Also this hour, The Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has struck Iran and revoked oil sanctions waivers. This follows recent attacks on tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, I-24 News shares that U.S. forces targeted 80 locations in Iran overnight. This was in retaliation for Iran's disruption of Hormuz traffic. And finally, JTA highlights a Michigan Senate debate. Haley Stevens criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu, calling him a threat to Jews globally. Here's what people are saying online. Arsen Ostrovsky, a notable commentator, posted just minutes ago that pushing Hezbollah back is not the same as dismantling it. He emphasizes the importance of enforcement in agreements between Lebanon and Israel. Middle East 24 announced moments ago that the IDF confirmed a successful strike in southern Gaza. The operation eliminated a key Hamas commander. Raylan Givens reported Iran's response to the U.S., writing just now that Iran should terminate the MOU and cease negotiations. He indicates the U.S. actions have nullified any previous advantages. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Israel's military readiness, Walla reports the IDF is gearing up for renewed conflict with Iran. This follows a coordination meeting with CENTCOM earlier this week. The talks focused on strategies for potential engagement. This preparation points to heightened tensions in the region, impacting regional stability. Turning to Gaza, where the IDF achieved a significant strike, JNS highlights the elimination of a Hamas Nukba cell commander. This operation, conducted earlier today, underscores ongoing military efforts to neutralize threats. The strike serves as a deterrent, aiming to curb further infiltrations. Meanwhile, the U.S.'s military actions against Iran are gaining attention. The Times of Israel notes the U.S. revoked oil sanctions waivers after retaliating against Iran. The attacks targeted Iranian defenses and small boats. This escalation could influence global oil markets and diplomatic relations with Tehran. Additionally, I-24 News reports on the U.S. strikes targeting over 80 Iranian sites. This action was in response to Iran's aggression in the Strait of Hormuz. It reflects the U.S.'s commitment to securing international waterways. The situation could escalate tensions between Washington and Tehran. Finally, in the political realm, JTA covers Haley Stevens' remarks during a Michigan debate. She criticized Netanyahu, describing him as a danger to global Jewish communities. This reflects ongoing debates in the U.S. about foreign policy and Israel's leadership. In financial news, first, Walla Business reports sharp declines on the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. This follows controversial remarks by former President Trump, sparking fears of further escalation. Separately, Israel Hayom Business announces Shai Gal's new strategic office launch. After his tenure at Israel Aerospace Industries, he introduces Line of State to focus on diplomacy and governance. And finally, Enet Business highlights market reactions to renewed Middle East tensions. Oil prices are rising and the dollar strengthens, impacting Israeli markets significantly. That's your Israel 18 News update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.